Good afternoon and welcome to the BPRF podcast, which this time is about the reopening of the Climate Change Agreement Scheme to new members, as the scheme was extended for a further 2 years in the recent budget. My name is Mika and I'm responsible for the operations at the BPRF. And I'm joined by the BPRF's representative for CCL scheme, Steve Walker, who has run the Climate Change Levy Reduction Scheme for the past 20 years, so should know a thing or two about it. So, Steve, welcome. And as a starter, can you tell me how the recent announcement can benefit companies within the printing industry?
Thanks, Mika. Yes, well, companies with a climate change agreement can save a huge discount off the climate change levy that appears on their energy bills. A whopping 92% off the levy on electricity and 88% off the levy on gas. And around 330 printing companies are already on the scheme, saving over £11 million a year collectively for the industry.
Well, that sounds worth having. How long have companies got to apply?
Unfortunately, they've only got until the end of September this year. So sites who want to save will need to get their skates on, as you can't claim the discount retrospectively.
Can any print companies apply?
Yes, as long as they have a printing process using organic solvents. Most do, even digital processes use some solvents. But there is a cost to the scheme, so companies need to be sure that the scheme's savings outweigh the scheme's costs.
And how do they do that?
Well, it's easy. All a site needs to do is to calculate how much electricity and gas they use in a year, and then multiply that by the set CCL rates published by the government. Currently, they're 0.775 pence per kilowatt hour on electricity, and 0.672 pence on gas. Or more simply, a site could send me over the figures and I can calculate the exact savings for them. I'd then compare it to the cost of the scheme and be able to tell them whether or not it's worth joining the scheme. Even by sending me a representative bill, say a couple of months bill, I can give the site some idea of what they might save by being on the scheme.
That sounds good. What is the cost of the scheme?
Well, it starts at £1,185 plus VAT for a member company. There are differences in prices for members, but the top rate for a member company for a site over 30 million is £4,000 a year.
And what sort of savings can a site expect for that?
Well, that's difficult to give a general saving, as it really depends on the site's energy usage. But a company using around 500,000 kilowatt hours of electricity would see a saving of £3,565 before scheme costs. And of course, that ignores the savings that they could make on gas, particularly if gas is used in the process.
So if a site is saving more than the scheme's cost, what would it need to do to join the scheme?
Well, what it would also need to do, rather than just find out whether the savings cover the scheme costs, it needs to take into account the amount of work involved in the application process before it decided whether to join or not. The work involved is arduous, but it may take a couple of days.
Okay, so what work is involved?
Well, firstly, as the scheme is only open to certain industries, a site will need to join a scheme operated by the sector association for their industry. And in that case, for our industry, it's the BPIF. Then they have to show in their documentation that they actually belong to that sector. And it does this by providing a number of documents: a brief manufacturing process description, a description of the printing process, generally a list of the presses, and a description of the remainder of the production processes: finishing, gluing, binding. They then have to produce an annotated site plan and a process flow map. Not too difficult. The last part is where the main work is involved, and that is that they need to calculate the percentage of the site's energy that's used within the production area.
Oh, okay. Why does it have to do that?
Well, there's a rule which states that if 70% of a site's energy is consumed in the production area, it can claim the full discount. Now, of course, if you think about it, in most printing companies, in fact, all printing companies on the scheme, 70% of energy is definitely used in the production area. But obviously, the government aren't going to take your word for it, and you have to demonstrate that this is the case.
It sounds quite complicated.
Well, it will certainly take a couple of days to do. But to make it easier, most companies measure the non-production areas because that's a lot easier. Such as the non-production areas, such as the offices, the canteens, the toilets and receptions. So it's just a case of going around, counting the lights and computers, getting the wattages for these off the back of the items or from Google search, and then estimating the hours that they'll use. So you wouldn't need a degree in electronic engineering, just a bit of patience. And once a site has put the figures into an Excel spreadsheet, it can then calculate the percentage of the site's energy used in the non-production areas. And if it's less than 30%, then the site can claim the full discount. And it will definitely be less than 30%. It's just that you have to demonstrate that.
And can the BPF help with all of this?
Well, while we can't come in and do it for the company, we can certainly hold the site's hand through the whole process. We provide guidance and advice, as well as examples of all the forms required that the site can crib from, including a 70-30 template, which has example wattages a company can use if they can't find them, for computers, for air conditioning, for fridges, for a whole range of items that will be used in the non-production areas. So what I do is I make sure that the paperwork is acceptable for the Environment Agency, and then when I'm happy, I submit the paperwork on the site's behalf.
Oh, that sounds very helpful. And is that it with the process and everything that's included in it?
Not quite. The one thing we haven't mentioned is that the sites who join the scheme are also required to agree energy efficiency improvements.
You mean they have to agree to reduce their energy consumption?
They can do that, but most companies don't, because a site usually finds it difficult to grow if it reduces its energy consumption. Instead, a site can agree to improve its energy efficiency.
And how is that measured?
Well, it's measured by how many kilowatt hours of energy it uses per square meter of paper it prints upon.
And how does that work?
Well, a site needs to provide its annual energy consumption in kilowatt hours and the square meters of paper or substrate it prints upon, all for 2018. And that's because the government has decided that 2018 is the base year from which they need to improve.
And is that easy for a company to do?
Well, if a company uses an energy broker, then that energy broker should be able to provide the company with its energy figures. If not, it's a case of simply getting the bills out for 2018 and adding them up, getting the 12 bills out. Now, doing the substrate is a little more complicated, because if a site doesn't have an MIS system that calculates the square meters, then it's a big job to go through every paper bill. So what companies very often do is simply use the tons of material they've bought. They can then convert that into square meters. It's a simple formula. You multiply the square meters by a million and then divide that by the GSM, the grams per square meter, the thickness. And if a company's GSM is up and down like a fiddler's elbow, then it can actually use an average GSM. So in effect, all the site really needs to know is the energy it's consumed in 2018 and the tons of paper they bought, both figures that the company should be able to find. The BPIF then inputs that into a target spreadsheet for the site, which calculates its energy efficiency by simply dividing the energy used by the square meterage. And that provides the site with a figure for how many kilowatt hours they use per square meter of paper. And it's this figure they will need to improve upon rather than reducing their energy consumption. And sites find that much easier.
So what is the target?
Well, unfortunately, we don't know at the moment. As the government has only recently extended the scheme, the BPIF will be going into negotiations with BEIS on what the target should be. But at the last milestone, it was a 5% improvement on 2018 figures. So if we extrapolate that forward, it's likely that the company, the site, will need to improve its energy efficiency by 7.5% by 2024 over its 2018 values.
Okay. And how would a site go about reaching these targets?
Well, there are two areas it can look at, because this is a ratio. It's how many kilowatt hours of energy they use per square meterage. They can reach their targets by improving their energy consumption or reducing their energy consumption, improving their energy efficiency, and by increasing throughput. So there are two things that they can do: increase their throughput and try and reduce their energy consumption by the traditional methods.
And what happens if a site fails to reach these targets?
How the process works when a site joins the scheme is it will be asked to send in its 2024 data to the BPIF by the end of March 2025. If it reaches its target, which as we say we don't know yet, but if it reaches its target, it will be automatically recertified until July 2027. If it fails, then it has a choice. It can simply leave the scheme and go back to paying the full rate of climate change levy, or pay a fine to stay on the scheme and continue to receive the discount for the next 2-year period.
How much would the fine be?
Well, that really depends on how much it misses its target, but it's usually proportional to the saving. So if the saving is around about 3K a year, it's likely to be much less than that. However, as I say, the company has the choice whether or not it pays it.
And does the company have to pay back the discount if it fails to reach its target?
Absolutely not. And that's the beauty of the scheme. It's a voluntary scheme, and a site can leave whenever it wishes without paying the discount it's already received. So if it fails to reach its targets and doesn't want to pay the fine, or if it simply leaves the scheme and leaves the scheme, it just needs to tell the utility that it no longer is eligible for the discount, and it doesn't have to pay any of the discount it's already received back.
So how does a company go about claiming the discount?
Well, once the BPIF has submitted the data, including the base year figures that we've talked about already, then the Environment Agency is happy with that, then they send over a climate change agreement by email to the company. And it's then that the site can start claiming the discount. And it does this by sending off a form called a PP10 to the HMRC and a PP11 to the utility. And once the utility, the energy supplier, receives that PP11, then from the next bill, the site will see the discount, which, as we've said, is 92% off the levy for electricity and 88% off for gas.
Also, does the site have to do anything else?
Not really. The main work involved is the application process that we've just gone through. It does need to remember to send out the PP10s and PP11s every time it changes suppliers, and to keep notes of any energy efficiency measures it introduces. But other than that, it's simply a case, if it joins tomorrow, by sending me their 2024 data before the end of March 2025. And that's all they have to do.
Sounds quite simple. Is there anything you'd like to add regarding the scheme?
Well, we have a short window of opportunity to take in new companies. 330 companies are already on, taking advantage of the savings. What I would like to suggest that companies do, if they think that their energy spendings are high enough, is simply let me know what their energy consumption is over a year, or simply send me an energy bill, and I can give them an idea of whether the scheme is likely to benefit them or not. So all they need to do is get a bill out, an electricity bill or a gas bill, send it over to me, and I can let them know what the savings are.
That sounds good. Thanks, Steve, for joining us on this podcast. For anyone listening, if you want any further information from Steve, don't hesitate to send him an email at steve.walker@bpf.org.uk. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great day.